Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs.
We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between. Your passion is our purpose.
Pure Dog Talk is brought to you by Arrow Media Group, publishers of ShowSite Magazine. Together, we are strong supporters of the American Kennel Club and the preservation of our purebred dogs. Before we get into today's show, I'm super excited to tell you guys about something we got new here. At Pure Dog Talk, we know breeders are the lifeblood of the sport. We celebrate and honor these master breeders. And so we're bringing you Breeders' Voice. Breeders' Voice sits down with top breeders, sharing their secrets, how they got where they are, the joys, maybe even the heartbreaks. These in-depth articles will debut on the website starting in January. If you haven't had a chance yet, click the Don't Miss an Episode button, and that way you'll get your Breeders' Voice delivered free, along with your podcast. So sign up on our Facebook page or at puredogtalk.com. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and I am joined today by a woman that I consider a friend and a mentor and just an all-around amazing legend in this sport, and that is Pat Lawrence. Pat was the judge for Best in Show for the National Owner Handler Series at the American Kennel Club National Championship Show that we just had in Orlando, and Pat's going to talk to us about what she saw and what she loved and give us some great insight on the National Owner Handler Series itself. So welcome, Pat.
Thanks, Laura. And I think before I talk about the show itself, in case there are some people who do not really understand what National Owner Handler is, I just talk a little bit about this new type of competition that the AKC has embraced. And it's another addition to other aspects that AKC has indicated are important, whether it's the Breeder of the Year or at the National Show, Best Bred by Exhibitor in Show, ACE Awards, or certainly your competition and confirmation and regular confirmation. And now this one is the American Kennel Club National Owner Handler Series. One of the things that it's important for you to understand is that statistically, 80% of the show dogs that are exhibited in AKC shows are handled by their owners. And that's the reason they started this series. They started it to celebrate really the dedication and enthusiasm of owner-handler exhibitors throughout the country. It's a non-titling competition and is only shown at certain select shows a year. During that time, the people who compete in this compete for points in NOHS, and the top 10 in each breed is invited to enter the National Championship Show. The way it's done at the actual show itself is that following best of breed judging in each ring, the dogs, including winner's dog and winner's bitch, will be asked to stay in the ring after the judge makes the placements for best of breed. The ring steward will then ask the professional handlers, household members, and current assistants to professional handlers to leave the ring. So those that are remaining in the ring are amateur handlers. And the judge will then select the best owner handler in that breed. And the dog and its owner will continue to accrue points for group placements. That goes on at shows throughout the country, and the top 10 dogs then are invited, as I said before, to exhibit or to enter at the National. I guess you're going to ask what eliminates someone or allows someone to be considered in this definition.
Yes.
Dogs exhibited by professional handlers aren't eligible for this competition. Dogs exhibited by their assistants or household members are not allowed to be in the competition on that day. Professional handlers have a certain definition, and this definition is the same thing that is used throughout the AKC rules book. They're defined as a person who belongs or has a background to someone who has belonged to a professional handler's organization, or someone that may have distributed rate cards, or someone who may have advertised or represented themselves as handling dogs for pay within the previous 5 years. So that's what has to do with how one gets to be invited to go to the show and how one is eligible to show in that division.
Excellent.
Talk in terms of this year's competition. 705 competitors entered the national competition, and they represented 191 different breeds or varieties.
That's impressive, Pat.
That's really impressive. It's an example of the enthusiasm of the owner-handler competition, of the owner-handler exhibitors, and of the concept that allows them to compete with one another in the confirmation ring and on an even footing. Now, as I said to the people who were exhibiting in this competition on that night, the bond between a dog and its handler, especially an owner-handler, or a dog that lives with a professional handler, is something you can see. You can realize the devotion of the dog, the love of the individual, and the caring, and the work they've done to be able to get to the level where they are able to first compete in this competition by being one of the top 10 in their breed, or also to go beyond that and get to the group level, win or place in the group, and have a winner that is then one of the seven dogs that goes on to best national owner handled in show. This year, we had seven group winners who were great competitors, and I'm going to tell you just a little bit about them. The Sporting was represented by a Springer Spaniel, who was a very worthy dog, and before the competition started, he got a little upset by the cameras that were in the ring, and unfortunately that carried on into the actual competition itself. But when he started to move and was away from being on the ramp where he was turning around watching the cameras and then watching me,
mm-hmm.
and I may have looked a little different to him because on this occasion, when I've just been coming back from an accident, I had a cane, tried to get relatively out of sight, and was helped greatly by Doug Lundgren, Vice President of Sport Events, who was with me. So as I handed my cane off to examine dogs, he was there, and it was there when I wanted to move again. But when he went out to move on his own, you could see what a well-built dog he was and what enthusiasm and comfort he had with his handler and with his owner. And this Springer, known as Willie, went on to do another wonderful job. In the Hound group, and I'm not going to give you all their Grand Champion this or CGC this, because most of them, as a matter of fact, all of them were Grand Champions. A number of them had Canine Good as Citizen titles, and that also shows you the breadth of the things they do. But back again to the Hound group, we had a Treen Walker Coonhound.
Oh my gosh.
And his call name is Angus. He looked to me that he may be somewhat of a young dog, I'm not sure. But it was wonderful for everyone to be able to see this wonderful breed, because it is not a breed that you see at every show. And you can see, once again, a dog working well with its handler. In the working group, we had a boxer who's known as Magnum. And he ended up my reserve best in show, although it was a very close one between Magnum and the non-sporting dog who I'll talk about later, a Chinese Shar Pei. And Magnum was a really nice representative of his breed in terms of his basic characteristics, his head type, short back, level top line. And quite often when I see a dog moving on his own, going around the rig or her own with the owner or the handler, you're more apt to see how the dog is built and reconfirm what you felt with your hands. And in this dog, it was exceptionally true. He was true coming and going, which is somewhat important, but to me certainly not as important as looking at the dog on his own and then moving on his own around the ring. Next in the ring was a toy Manchester, and this toy Manchester is known as Adam, and I was especially taken with his headpiece. He had things going for him, and he had been trained to show like dynamite. His owner obviously has spent a lot of time showing him, getting him to stack, being able to give him a totally loose lead as she's baiting him, and she made him look quite well. Non-sporting had a Chinese Sharpei who I was also taken with and considered very seriously for the honor of reserve best in show. And this Sharpei is known as Artie. Now, his owner gated this dog to perfection. Total loose lead, taking him around, and a lovely side gate. And this dog also had a lot of wonderful points going for him, and I think he was right there in the competition. My best owner handler in show is a bearded collie, known as Ellie. And this is a breed that I know a bit about, having done their national and judged them since the very first time that they were allowed into competition at AKC show. Ellie was an example to me of a dog that could do the work that the breed was meant to do, that would be able to work all day because of the correct outline, angulation, and balance, and that moved around the ring effortlessly. Now, I'm sure people saw that I had to suggest to her handler, move that left front back, fix the hind leg. But we're not judging the handlers in this exhibition. We're judging the dogs.
Right.
And this Beardy was, to me, of such outstanding quality that she was very deserving of National Owner Handler Best in Show. And Laura, now I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on the competition and on this particular event.
I love your critiques. That is so fabulous. And I loved your commentary specifically about the Toy Manchester because it's a dog I've shown a couple times. So I thought that was great. And you nailed it. He is a show dog. I love the National Owner Handler series for a lot of reasons. And I think it is such an honor for those handlers, for those owner-handled dogs, that they selected you to do best in show because you have such respect for the dogs and for the sport. And as they say, on the north side of the leash. So I thought you were a beautiful choice for that. I really appreciate the show makes such an effort to recognize the National Owner Handler Series. It's the only one that's actually an invitation. When this event first started, everyone came by invitation only. National Owner Handler Series is the only one that remains by invitation only, is my understanding. Is that correct?
I think so, yes.
I think so. So I love that piece of it. I love, as you say, the enthusiasm that people bring to that. I hear commentary from folks who are frustrated because they believe that the eligibility requirements for the National Owner Handler Series itself are not adhered to as they would like them to be. Is that the politically correct way to say that? So I hope that folks will continue to support it because I think it is a worthwhile and important endeavor for the sport and for the American Kennel Club.
One other thing I'd like to comment on. 3 years ago, I was honored by being asked to judge, and I did judge Best Bred by Exhibitor in show.
I remember.
The only difference was perhaps that you have professional handlers and the fact that you can have professional handlers in there. These breeders are just as proud of their dog. They bred it. They whelped it. They love it. They show it. It's just a different level, and I'm so pleased that AKC recognizes breeders and honers and dogs, and that this show is the culmination of now extending itself even beyond that to agility.
Right.
It's now having the trick dogs, dock diving, many of the other events. It's a total package, but in every single one of these, the love and the pride that the owners or the handlers have for their dogs and dogs in general is so very evident, and it's what makes this a sport that we all love.
I agree. And Pat, I think the only thing I'm going to pick up on that you just mentioned, you were a professional handler back in the day, right? And I think what's so important for people in this sport to remember is that we who are professional handlers are dog breeders. And in many cases, I think of some of the best dog breeders I know who also happen to be professional handlers. So I personally love the Bred by Exhibitor competition because it is the only special event, if you will. It is an acknowledgement of my work as a breeder, not as a handler, but as a breeder. And I think it is fabulous that the American Kennel Club has kept that event, and I pray they will continue to support it because it is, to me, so important. When I looked out in some of those bred by groups and I see people like Bill McFadden and Christian Monopoulos, I mean, these are breeders. These are legitimate, hardcore heart people who are breeding fabulous dogs.
And that's where their heart is.
Absolutely. Some of my most prized wins ever in my life have been best bred by the AKC National Championship with my own dogs.
And in order to do all of this, the dog comes first, and the love of the dog comes first. And that's what makes us understand one another, care for one another. And not only are the shows a big event that we all participate and love, the people in the shows become our family. And that's because of our shared love of dogs.
It is absolutely a fact, and I celebrate that as much as anything else, because for many of us, this is our only family. So that is a good thing. And that shared love of dogs is what brings us all together. Newcomer, old timer, doesn't matter. I came to you 20 some odd years ago as a relatively new person to your experience in the breed, and you did nothing but help me. And that is something that I honor to this day.
I thank you, Laura.
I thank you, Pat. You have a great day. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And guess what, guys? Allison is back. Allison Foley is here with her tip of the week to give you the leading edge on your show dog. So welcome, Allison.
Hey, Laura. How are you today?
I'm great. I am great. So talk to me. We're going to talk about some esoteric stuff, some cool stuff.
Yeah. So I get a lot of questions from our listeners and from people in my academy about different dog shows like Krupp, the recent AKC National Championship, shows like that. And people want to know, what do they need to enter? And it seems that people get confused about what shows you need a qualification to enter and what shows you don't. And then I also get questions from people who are from away, you know, not from the United States, myself included, and some of the differences between entering an AKC dog show. So that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Perfect.
So first of all, for all of our listeners that want to enter an American Kennel Club dog show, it is really important to know that unlike entering your American registered dog, like at an FCI show, like the World Show, to enter an American Kennel Club dog show, you need to have an AKC individual number. Now, this needs to be applied for at a maximum of 30 days after your dog has been shown at an AKC show. So I always tell people, when you enter, apply for that AKC number or apply for an extension, except for the Bred by Exhibitor class. The Bred by Exhibitor class, you must have an AKC number to enter the class. If your AKC number is given to you after the entries have closed, any win that you win from that Bred by class will be taken away. So that is really, really important. And, you know, I've seen dogs win national specialties from the Bred by class and have that win taken away.
Absolutely. And I think good policy in general with the American Kennel Club, get your registration number first. You know, like in Canada, U.S. exhibitors can get their, what is it, EIN number, right?
Right.
Best solution, I think, always get your AKC number and then enter the dog show.
Yeah. And that's what I tell people, too. I said that is your safest bet. And I totally agree. So now we're going to talk about some of the other shows. So I think right now the four shows that I have the most questions about are Krupp, the World Dog Show, Westminster Kennel Club, and the AKC National Championship. So if we take two of them together, we'll take the World Dog Show and the AKC National Championship. For both of those shows, yes, your dog must be registered with one of the five registering bodies worldwide, you know, like the American Kennel Club, Canadian Kennel Club, FCI, Australia, etc. But there is no qualification. You don't have to have a championship or a win somewhere else for your dog to be entered at one of those dog shows. The difference would be to enter the champion class at the World Dog Show, your dog can be a champion of any country. You just have to scan the championship certificate and there'll be a place to attach it to your entry form. And for the AKC National Championship, to enter the champion or best of breed class, you have to be an American Kennel Club champion. So, you know, there's no qualifications to enter any of the other classes. So pretty easy peasy for both of those shows. As long as you can get there, you can show. Now, moving on from that, for Crufts, each country has a different set of things that are going to qualify you to enter at Crufts. But make no mistake, you must be qualified to enter your dog at Crufts. So in Canada, for instance, you can be the winner of your national specialty, best of breed, best of opposite, select dog, select bitch, or any of the awards of merit, or best bred by exhibitor and show. And then in Canada, we will also take the top five in each of their respective groups would automatically qualify. And there are a couple shows that are designated as if you place in the group at that show, you're qualified for Crufts.
Nice.
If you are an American showing at American Kennel Club shows, it's somewhat similar. They will take the top dog in each breed will qualify for Crufts automatically. Again, your American national specialty or whatever shows your parent club designates. So best of breed, opposite, awards of merit, selects, etc. qualify you for Crufts. And also, if you win the breed or place in the group at the American National Championship, you're automatically qualified for Crufts. So there you go. It is somewhat complicated. You do need to look it up, but you can qualify for Crufts and then take your dog there, which is an amazing experience. Now, this is the biggest one that I get asked about, is Westminster Kennel Club. So now that we have class dogs at Westminster again, because we did, then we didn't, now we do.
Yes.
You must have a major win, so a win of 3 points or more on your class dog or bitch to enter Westminster. And not only that, you must write down the name and the date of the show that your dog got that major win, and they will look it up and confirm. Likewise, whether your dog has been entered at Westminster Kennel Club once or 10 times, you must write down the date that your dog finished its American Championship and the name of the club in order to be entered in the best of breed class. And I have had people who have entered their dog 4 times in the best of breed class, written down the show and the date, and the 5th time they don't, and their entry is rejected. Like, they can be harsh. They usually will email you or call you, but that's a courtesy. They don't need to, and you must have that information on it. So for the biggest shows around the world, those are the qualifications you need to have your dog entered.
Excellent. And should you be so fortunate, yes, Crufts definitely a bucket list item, I think, for pretty much everybody. So,
yeah, it's an amazing show for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Allison. And don't forget, everybody, Pure Dog Talk 25, when you check out for the Allison Foley Leading Edge Academy program, you get 25% off your registration. That's a lot of money. Remember it, guys. All right. We'll talk to you next time, Allison.
Thanks, Laura.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking folks who make the dog show function. They are super advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next dog show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a thank you for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk, brought to you by the Era Media Group, publisher of ShowSite Magazine, your home for purebred dogs.